all the free training you can drink. It's coming in November in this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with Colin Leith. He's the portfolio architect in Lex. Colin, hi, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Microsoft Virtual Academy, that's what we're here to talk about, especially the catalog coming in November. Is November a good month?
November is a fantastic month, and it's not just about turkey.
And it's not just about turkey. That's right, especially in America. So tell me about some of the things that are going on, some of the courses we can look forward to. Where do you want to begin?
Okay, I think a great spot to start is we've been kicking off a whole series of Office 365 content. So these are, we've got Scott Hillier and Ted Pattison of Critical Path, and they are fantastic experts on this subject, and we're started off the series with sort of an intro, setting up your dev environment, so getting you ready to get in there, talking about the different types of apps, whether they're the SharePoint or the Office hosted or not, and we have four MVAs on those, so we're really excited talking about the app model.
Beautiful. Office 365's hit its stride, so this is going to be a popular one, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we also are going to go into some of the, you know, the APIs themselves, so you can do all kinds of things, including Yammer as well as OneNote, so we're going all over Office. Then we're talking about the mobile aspects because, obviously, you know, mobile's a way people are accessing their data and working. So yeah, we got a full slew of trainings coming up with the live events and then the on-demands all coming out in November around Office 365. So that's the first area I wanted to share with you.
Cool. What's another one? Let's keep rolling. I love it.
Let's keep rolling. Okay, so actually kind of rolling along those, you know, I did mention the mobile at the end there. So we also have a specific one to mobile web development coming up. So we're excited to have that. So just kind of the mobile web experience, optimizing that. So that's a neat area that we have coming. We also are going to go ahead and talk about mobile more broadly. What do I mean by that? I mean a cross-platform. We've got some fun stuff coming. We've got two MVAs on the schedule here. The first one we'll talk about a little from the Cordova type of standpoint. Using Visual Studio and using it as that tool to deploy to many different mobile platforms. And we will also go into working with one of our partners, Xamarin. So we'll have a Xamarin-based one, too.
Nice.
So yeah, we got the full thing going from Office 365 going into the mobile space and then doing some of the cross-plat space. So it's an exciting month.
Oh, man, cross-platform is so hot right now. It's all developers want to talk about how to get their application on all the different platforms. Cordova's a great way, you know, just using HTML. That's sweet. But there's something about native code in Xamarin that's cool, too. It'll be fun to have both of them.
Great. We look forward to see how they're received, and we look forward to having a great time. And I look forward to learning a lot, too, because I'll be following along as well.
Yeah, cool. You probably get to learn more than anybody. How lucky are you, man? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the secret to the design. What do you want to learn today?
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else are we doing?
Okay, so yeah, we won't stop there. We will continue on into other subject areas. So we started this past month doing Python. So we're moving into kind of the open source base. We also had some really interesting session on open source questions and answers. People talking about anything from licensing or how do I get started. I know open source is really big, but I'm busy on my own little app in my day job, and where do I go? So we did those two, and we will be coming up with more. So we have a really common topic in the web technology area, but to get more people into it is jQuery.
Nice.
So we're really happy to have that, and we'll bring in Jeremy Foster, who's an evangelist who's done other sessions with us. He seems to do a great job, and he keeps coming back, and it's not just
He's
for the
terrific.
Food.
Man, Jeremy's just great. One of my favorite evangelists, for sure.
Yeah, Code Foster, right?
That's right.
And then he'll be coupled with Rachel Appel, so that'll be a really good duo, I think. Cool. Then continuing on in the open source space, we'll be doing Node.js. So doing some stuff in Azure there, and using, you know, continuing with the kind of JavaScript and those type of technologies, and putting on the server with Node.js. So really excited to move in that kind of open world that we live in now.
Totally open. I was just thinking that same thing. I love how our courses reiterate how all of our tooling and products all interact with everything else out there. It's not just the Microsoft world anymore.
Yeah, it's great. It's really fun, and that's kind of a challenging part for all of us, right? You know, to rethink this, and yeah, it's almost by design, also.
Yeah.
So let me think. We have other stuff coming. You know, we don't want to stop there. So some of the things that we've mentioned last time was the gaming series, right? So we have a couple things going on there as well.
Cool. Always popular again, those gaming things. So cool to learn all the different techniques. What about DevOps? That's a hot topic these days too.
That's right. That's correct. So we kicked off some DevOps content for this year. The first one we're doing was for IT leaders, so assessing kind of your agility, DevOps abilities. You know, making sure that you're able to, you know, create, deploy, test, redeploy, etc. So that one's a little bit more of what is the story, and, you know, really evaluate, hey, am I developing according to modern development standards? And then we're going to focus in on a really good area, especially for Azure and thinking of teams and people across the world, is moving in the test area. So we'll do one as well of working with Azure and test. And that I think, is a really nice aspect, especially in today's world, and you can kind of have teams in different countries and continue working, and you have the central place to work. So the dev tests and load testing there. So that's another area that we're having fun in, and hopefully have a great MVA on that one too.
Dynamite. You'd think with losing a week out for Thanksgiving, we would have no content at all in November. Golly, it's just brimming off the hook here. It's great. Are we forgetting anything? Any other courses coming up?
We have another one that we're doing that is related to store apps. So putting your apps into the store, we have an engineer who helps kind of curate that process of when you submit apps to the store, and then believe it or not, some people's apps don't get accepted on the first try. So we've been figuring that out, and we want to help them, right? So he's coming across with some of the common kind of gotchas that you have when you submit your app to the store. So we want a little checklist before you put it in. You might want to view this MVA and alleviate any problems to help you get through the process a lot smoother.
Is that an all-day MVA?
That I believe we have it about 4 hours on that one. So yeah,
the normal MVA is like 6 hours, right? That's the average.
That's probably the average. We're playing with the sizes, and of course the topics, you know, also are related to that. Often for a live event, you know, we may see people can handle the 4 hours, but they may have something else they have to do in the day. So yep. we're playing around with the durations a little, and again, it depends also on the topic. So we want to do the topic justice, and we want to do the audience justice. And of course, we have the on-demand later, so you can catch what you want to live and then go back, and it'll be posted, all available as all you can drink for free.
And transcripts too. It's unbelievable. Almost how many languages do you transcribe your jump starts into?
It varies, but we always have we do the English transcript, so that's available to go into the multiple languages, and those are also, you know, available if we want to go back and add some search capabilities to the engines as we get more sophisticated.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things we want to do with that and get a lot better. And we also encourage, you know, as you've done so often, is, you know, making the demo code available and other things that people can go up and grab the source files and look at the projects as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And so I know we have a lot of the courses are geared right towards certification. So developers who are interested or IT pros who are interested in getting their certification, there's often a complimentary course in somewhere in Microsoft Virtual Academy they can go and get that jumpstart into that. Maybe it's not the full week course they might take otherwise, but it really gets them a long ways down the line. And then some of these courses that we've been talking about, they're just sort of a great topic. And we want to, even though we don't have an alignment with a certification, we still talk about them too. And is that, so the jumpstart is the one that is related to Or is just the Jumpstart and the MVA courses?
Yeah, so the Jumpstart is a MVA course. We also have some content that we're putting up there as we try to expand our footprint that we're calling screencasts. So, okay. Yeah, they'll be on MVA as well. But the Jumpstart is largely the two-person format that you're familiar with. Yeah. We try to strive for that. There's cases where we do the one. We like the interaction of having two people talk versus a person talking to a slide or talking to, here's what I'm doing right now. Like I said, there are some exceptions, but by and large, the Jumpstart will be a live event, and then the recording's available for free on demand, and we try to get that kind of radio show interaction, someone color, somebody representing the audience, you know, hey, that guy sounds confusing, and, you know, I'm probably sounding confusing right now, but somebody steps in like yourself and says, hey, what do you mean by that? And kind of is the advocate for the audience there. We like to do that.
I like having somebody else up there with me too, just because I'll miss something. And so, you know, they're there to kind of make sure I don't say it wrong or miss out on point two, you know, the most important one. I'm just talking too fast or whatever. So we have jump starts, we have courses, we have these new screencasts, we have quick starts.
Ah, nice segue, Jerry. So we're starting to do these quick start challenges. So quick start challenges have appeared in a couple events, some, you know, from Build and little events, where they were kind of designed to do a quick little lab, right? So it's 10-15 minutes guided. Here's what you do to get the live tile to pick something up. So it's kind of very focused. So what we've been doing is, in order of just, you know, those were like kind of, here's the instructions, go ahead and do it type experience. So now we're trying to record those so that people who are getting stuck following through, they can rewind a little, play it back. They're not on their own. We throw a little bit more learning to it. So we've been putting some questions in there to make sure it's not like you just followed a whole bunch of stuff and yeah, it worked. And do I really get what I did? So we're trying to add a little of the rigor around learning to it without being intrusive, because, again, it's supposed to be a quick start. So there's been a whole bunch of those that I'm sure some of the audience have seen at different events. And we're going to record them all up and start packaging them on MVA as well.
Okay. MVA is MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, if that's where you want to go and get it. Create a profile. I can create a learning plan, putting all the things in place. If a learning plan is for a certification I've got my eye on, or if a learning plan is just to be smarter in a different area, I can create that sort of learning plan. Colin, I'm excited for November. A lot to do, a lot to see. Thanks for being on the show and talking to us about it.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
You bet.